Beausoleil First Nation will celebrate a significant milestone in its commitment to providing safe and supportive housing for Indigenous women and children in need Friday. That's when the community will hold a groundbreaking ceremony to officially begin building its new Indigenous women and children's shelter. Slated to begin at 11 a.m. on Christian Island, the event will feature a traditional blessing by local Anishinaabe elders, followed by an opening song and speeches from community leaders, including Beausoleil First Nation Chief Joanne Sandy, Community Elder Neil Minogue, and Shelter Director Cherise Sayer. This shelter is more than just a building. It represents hope, healing, safety, and a new beginning for many Beausoleil First Nation members and families, Sayer said. Tentatively, we are hoping to start building in July, with opening early 2025. This new shelter is being built in response to what officials say is the urgent need for secure, trauma-informed and culturally safe housing options for Indigenous women and children who have experienced violence and/or who have been exposed to various forms of abuse, including physical, mental, emotional, sexual, self and addiction. Once constructed, the shelter will offer not only a safe home, but also comprehensive support services, including a variety of community-based programs, crisis services, preventative care, family and community violence education and awareness, developed to the unique needs of Beausoleil First Nation community. Beausoleil First Nation is grateful for the ongoing funding from CMHC, Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and ISC, Indigenous Services Canada, and their support of this vital project in our community, Sandy said. The shelter initiative aligns with our community plan and vision to promote a healthy and empowered nation. Those attending Friday's groundbreaking ceremony will also learn about the shelter's mission, the impact it aims to make, and the collaborative efforts that have brought this project to fruition. Guests are also welcome to partake in National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations that are happening throughout the village.